Hi, I'm Kate Carty of the broadcast radio program at Conestoga College, and I'm here with Adele Newton, morning show personality at CKBT-FM 91.5 The Beat in Kitchener, Ontario.
So hi, Adele, and thanks very much for being so nice and agreeing to do this interview for me, because I've been listening to you for over 4 years now, and the more I listen to you talk about your life and your experiences, the more intrigued I am.
So
I just kind of want to find out a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for sure, I'm honored.
So how did you end up in radio? Schooling or just something you were always interested in? Or it happened sort of backdoor?
It's an odd story. I was working on a tobacco farm. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was confused. I knew that I liked to talk and I liked to have fun and I really liked people. Right?
Yeah, you're a people person. You can tell by the way you talk.
I'd like to think so. And one day I was working on the sorting line. That's where you sort the different colors of tobacco leaves. And I would entertain everybody on the line. I'm sure there was a few people that were annoyed. But someone said to me, you know, you should consider going to school for broadcasting. And I went, really? Broadcasting? What's that? Like, I knew what broadcasting was, but I didn't know that was an option in school.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I wasn't even really doing well in school. I didn't enjoy school. And then someone had said Conestoga College has a program. And I checked it out. And the rest is history.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I understand you're still involved with the college today?
I sit on the advisory board for the college. Well, I sit there and hope that my input matters, right?
Yeah, so in other words, you have some input then in how the broadcast program is
My role on the board is just to advise, tell them about what's happening in my industry
from the
radio
world
perspective, in the CHR format, how we do things, because every station does things differently.
Yeah.
And it's important that students are aware that they have to be able to adapt. And it's good for the teachers and the people deciding the curriculum of the course to know that.
Okay, so now the next thing that I was really curious about is you seem so well-traveled. So how did that all come about?
Well, it's an interesting story because I was at Conestoga College for the broadcasting program, which was 3 years. And on our third year, we had to do an internship. And I knew that I wanted to do my internship with CNN in East Africa. So I was told no. Kept bugging them.
But you were persistent.
Very persistent. And then I said, okay, well, I'm going to try this another way. So I called my buddy who worked there and I said, listen, I'm going to come visit you. He said, okay, no problem. So I bought a one-way ticket. And I don't even know if Mike Thurnell knows this story. I told everybody that I actually had the internship. I kind of fibbed. I knew I would get something, but I had to tell people that I had it. Otherwise, my parents wouldn't have let me go, right?
And you were obviously very confident buying just a one-way ticket.
Yeah, bought a one-way ticket, and I went there. And next thing I know it, I had an internship. Because the way they looked at it is if I had enough guts to do that, then I would have enough guts to be able to handle the material that we were dealing with. And then the rest is history.
Well, so, you know, that's one of the things that they're telling us in the program is, you know, the can-do attitude and the persistence. And, you know, you've obviously demonstrated that in your career. And so have you got any other little pearls of wisdom for those of us following in your footsteps, particularly women, I think? Cause
As a female, never stop believing in yourself. There are some people, and it's all different types of industries, that feel that some females are supposed to be laugh tracks or sidekicks. But there are a lot of leaders in the broadcasting industry. But just remember that women and men are equally needed in this business, whether it's management roles or whether it's on-air roles. That if someone gives you the impression that you don't need to be there, well, then you just prove them that, yeah, you do deserve to be there.
Yeah, you have a place there just as well as anyone
else. That's right.
Well, that's good advice.
But have an open mind.
Well, I got to say, I'm so grateful that you let me interview you because I've learned a lot. And you really are living your life and you've experienced a lot. And thanks for sharing that with us.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And I tell you, you'll do well because you love the industry, Kate.
I know you do.
And that's what you need. You need passion and you need love and you need to love people and you need to believe in radio. And you know what? Then there's no door that won't open to you.
People like, you know, yourself and Mr. D that lend the helping hand to those who really are interested in this as a career.
And you know what, Kate? It all comes full circle and I'll tell you why. Because it was people like Kathy Wall and Scott Turner when they were on Energy Radio that got me into this. So it's interesting because you never know. Maybe one day we'll work together.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Well, thanks again much for doing this.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
That was Adele Newton from 91.5 The Beat here in Kitchener. And thank you for listening. I'm Kate Carty for 88.3 CJIQ FM.